Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
It's right now 2 o'clock this afternoon. That means we have 4 hours remaining of prayer and share, and we have had a great time over the last couple weeks, and here we are in week number 2, last day, and we have right now 10,775. I believe that's correct. If I put my glasses on, I may see the 7's a 9, but I think it's 775. Remaining in that matching fund, and we are looking forward to getting that fully matched up. So your donation today of any amount is going to be a blessing. We are going to need a lot of phone calls, and we're going to need a lot of donations coming in. So thank you very much for your support. We do appreciate it.
And you can reach us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. If you'd like to text a donation, you can text WCNO to 24365. If you want to give it the website, you can go to WCNO.com and make your donation there. You can also make a pledge. And we have a gift from Joan in Stewart, a gift of $33. No, for some reason, I'm needing my glasses today. $33 from Joan. And she said she just started listening, and she hopes that we make it. And Joan is a first-time giver to WCNO.
That's awesome.
So bless you, Joan. Awesome. Thank you so much, Joan and Stuart. Praise God, 33.
All right, and my longtime dear friend, Paul, calling in from Fort Pierce and just letting me know, Paul, you're reminding me, and I do actually have a date available. When prayer and share comes in, it's like everything kind of goes into a tight focus, and it's all about these 2 weeks. But I do actually have a date coming up after prayer and share that I would love to have you come in. I don't know if it would work, but we'll look at that. But looking forward to having Paul come back in. He is a strong, strong man of God. He knows the Word of God. We've ministered together. He is a gifted author, a composer, and musician. And so I am looking definitely to have Paul come back in. And he's one of these guys that's learning how to use some of the new tools.
Oh, nice.
Along with the creation of his music, and I believe he told me the other day that he is writing as much or more than he has ever written, and he's a young guy. he's 70s, or maybe he's pushing close to 80. I can't believe that, Paul, but somehow we keep having birthdays, don't we? But he is a dear brother, and he's a great friend. He and his wife, great friends. We love them a lot and love their family. And so we will be in touch, and he is bringing a $200 Amen. Donation this afternoon. So we have a $33 that's coming in from Joan.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you, Joan. And a $200 coming in from my friend Paul. And I'll see if we can't get a date back to you, Paul, and see if that'll work for you this afternoon. All right, Karen, we have our buddy Dave that's taking a little bit of a siesta, but in the meantime, we're right here taking calls. We have Chelsea joining in the front room, so she's on task. Sherry has a little help out there, and so that's all good. And we want to thank all of you for your faithfulness to God and your love for God and your support of this station. It is certainly a great thing, and it is very needed. Let's go to another song, and then we will be back in just a few moments. Great I Am. I guess the C3 Worship is the name of the group.
Yes.
God of all ages, gather the nations in the covenant made. God of the heavens, beauty and splendor. show the glory of your name. We sing Yahweh, Yahweh, in all we worship you. We sing Yahweh, Yahweh, you will be what you will be, great I am. Oh, you're the great. His feet, my Savior of that cursed tree. His body bowed and drenched in tears,
They laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord our God. The third and break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. All trampled dead, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King.
We can be reached at 772-221-1100 for making a donation. That's 772-221-1100. And you can also go to WCNO.com, and I am just finding some donations that have come in online and going to be bringing those in. Of course, we have had others that we've already made mention of, but I see some additional that have come in. We also have a donation of $75 coming in from Semper Fi in Palm Beach Gardens. And thank you for your service to our nation. And thank you so much for your donation to keep WCNO on the air. God bless you. And stay in touch. My boy's getting ready to go into the Navy this weekend. And so, I'm just thinking a whole lot more about the military, what's going on. We really need to pray for those who have served, their families, those who are serving, and keep our world in prayer. The world needs Jesus, for sure. And our president and our military leaders need to have the wisdom and guidance and direction of God. We pray for that protection in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Semper Fi. All right. And Karen, you have some paperwork with you.
I do. I have a donation here from Ezekiel in Fort Pierce.
Hallelujah.
And he is making a donation of $300.
Wow, that's awesome.
And he said he wants to sow a seed into this ministry because this is good ground. And he also wants to challenge all lawn service personnel, people that work in lawn service. So he's got his own business. So he wants to challenge anyone that's in lawn service to also donate to WCNO.
That's
so
awesome.
He's making a $300 donation.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Thank
Amen.
You so very, very much. That's fantastic. And add all that into our income this afternoon, and that helps us get where we need to go. And so thank you very much, Semper Fi, for your donation. Ezekiel, thank you so much for your donation of $300 and a challenge to landscapers.
Yes. And he said, God will bless you. You know, this guy is a giver, and he has been blessed by God. And the more you give, the more you're blessed. And, you know, when you give out of obedience to the Lord, then God, that blessing will come upon you. And he said in 2 Corinthians 9:6, that God loves a cheerful giver. So he's encouraging you, if you're in landscaping, do any kind of lawn services at all, he encourages you, is challenging you to give as well to WCNO, because God will bless you. He's very enthusiastic about giving.
Absolutely. And he is a great brother.
Yeah.
Great brother. And he's right. He's right. In fact, landscaping was, that was kind of the first occupation. I mean, Adam was given the job of caretaking.
That's true.
You know, he was.
But, you know, everything was already there, already perfect.
Well, but he did not have a zero turn mower and, you know, things like that. He didn't have weed eaters. And,
right.
Well, I don't think he did, but.
Well, if it was perfect, because you wouldn't need anything back then until sin came into the world.
But that happened pretty quick. know, sin, death, then all of a sudden you have to add to the garden a cemetery.
Yes, but then you had to start taking care of stuff, I think.
Right. Well, the thorns and the thistles and, you know, all of those things began to grow. And then it's the part of the corrective plan was that you're going to work by the sweat of your brow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they were in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
But
or Turks and Caicos, where I was when I was sweating.
Exactly, when you got nailed by the cactus. So, exactly. So, amen. That's fantastic. We're now at 10,167.
Amen.
10,167. We're going to be under that 10 in just a few minutes. We're making progress, but we do need your calls. Get those phones are ringing. Give us a shout.
Amen. And you can shout to us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. So is that $66 to go before we're under 70,000 remaining in the whole fundraiser? Is that $66?
That's right. That's $66, and we're... I thought you were talking about what's left of the matching fund, because it's 167 is going to bring us to the 10,000. So, yeah, so that's
So
66 over there. Well, it's close. But listen, I do have a donation coming. It's probably not the right amount for there, but it's from Carol, and it's a $25 a month, and it's $150.
Amen.
And so we can add that 150 in. So why don't we do that?
Yes, why don't we? And as we're adding that, we'll give you that number again, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Now remember, this $300 challenge going out to anyone in the landscape.
Oh, that is a challenge.
Yeah, landscape.
$300 challenge.
Yeah. He assured me, he said, tell them God will bless them.
That's it.
And he knows from experience. So I'm just conveying that information from Ezekiel. God will bless you. That's what he said.
Ezekiel's a man of the word. Let me tell you, he's a man of the word. He loves God.
Amen. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And you could go to WCNO.com if you don't want to call. Some people don't want to call. They just maybe just don't feel like doing it. If you're on your laptop or on your phone, you could text WCNO to 24365. Make your donation there. Or at the website, click on the where it says donate and just fill in your information. And that donation will come right through. And if you don't have resources today, you know, maybe I'll just put this out there. So maybe you kind of feel a little tug. You want to meet Ezekiel's challenge, but you absolutely do not have $300. You could make a pledge.
Make a pledge.
If you feel like the Lord is you know, ticking your heart about that, you could call in and make a pledge. And we could go ahead and get that counted in, and God will provide that for you.
You know, I'm looking at some of the notes that have come in. This one was recent from Creswell, where he said, I donated before, but I'm making a pledge now because I would like to know that programs such as Through the Bible continue with regularity. I pray you will raise the amount you need to continue this encouraging ministry to the glory of God. And so our family, you who are listening, are touched by God. That's encouraging to us. Mm-hmm. And, of course, part of our necessary job during prayer and share is to make our request known.
Yeah.
And then give you an opportunity to call, man the phones here, and keep records and try to encourage our family to understand the importance of this ministry. And I believe our family understands that. And so we have a large audience, and a lot of our audience never gives and never calls.
Mm-hmm.
And so if more of our family would just respond, it would go much quicker.
Yes.
I guess we could say
it would go
much quicker. But that's not up to us. That's up to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so we trust God completely with that. But Creswell, just thinking about your note here and how you get it. You get it. I'm making a pledge because I would like to know that these programs are going to continue, that there's not going to be any break in the coverage. And we've talked about a lot of things in regards to the pressure, the direction of Christian radio, where there's a lot of pressure from large corporations to buy up all the stations, especially significant stations like ours that have such a large footprint, and to convert them to much more of a managed style of station, wherein it's not that we are not managed. It's just we have the freedom at WCNO to do a lot of things in-house and to bring in a lot of our community that is local, and I like to do that. Mm-hmm. I think local people, it's good to hear from local people. It's good to hear from the pastors that's here. People that are looking for a church that move into our area, it gives them access to not just look through the window, but step through the door. And they can pretty much do that by listening to the programs. And
Amen.
So that is a great thing.
And, you know, I've heard people, I don't know if Pastor Darrell said it, but people listen to his program on their way to church.
That's true.
You know,
they sure
so
do.
It's kind of neat.
They sure do. That absolutely happens. That absolutely happens. I know that.
You know, and speaking of Through the Bible or Dr. McGee, you know, he passed away years and years ago, but his ministry did not die.
It's true.
You know, the Word of God is eternal. And every 5 years, they're going through that Bible.
Starting over
and
again.
Just so many people have been so blessed and have grown. listening to that ministry and growing up with that ministry. And yeah, we want to keep it going.
We have Cheryl, who makes a monthly donation of $30, and that is going to bring in an additional donation this afternoon of $180. So, amen. Cheryl, we want to thank you for that donation. And that's $180 that we're bringing into our matching fund this afternoon.
And that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. I wonder if anybody keeps track of how many times we give the number.
Oh, I don't know. That would be interesting to know, wouldn't it?
It would be. We could get a little clicker next time.
Just click, click, right?
Those little things they use.
Right,
the,
sure.
The counter thing. Do you have one of those at your church?
I don't.
Did they use that?
No.
The church I went to, yeah.
Did they count it that way?
See the guys walking by. Yeah.
You count. You know, it's the shepherd checking to see how many sheep's in
That's
the fold, right?
And like,
okay.
Exactly.
Well, we are under $10,000. We're right now at $9,837. Amen. And so your call is going to be a great blessing as we move ahead to finish matching up this $15,000 matching fund challenge that we started this morning. And we have a few hours left, Karen, to do that. And mm-hmm. we're going to do our very best to be available. And that's what our job is. And
that's
so
right.
We're going to do our part. And, of course, when you give to WCNO, you are supporting spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it. That number, again, is
let your glory come and let your glory fall. Our Father, who art in heaven, the rocks cry out your fame. So come and let your glory come and let your glory fall. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song.
And that is Matt Mayer, As It Is in Heaven. And that sounds like the prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That part of that prayer has always really been intriguing, amazing, and a faith challenge for me to stand on, that it is the will of God for us to not just pray it, but believe it and activate and act upon the will of God on earth precisely as it is in heaven.
Amen.
That's amazing. Yeah. Think about Noah. He builds this boat. He's not like a ship builder. They didn't know what a ship was. And he was led by God's Spirit to do it precisely the way he was instructed to do. That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. The tabernacle in the wilderness,
right.
All of those pieces of furniture, and you know, you look at that, and I know architects and builders and engineers have looked at all of that, and they're like, well, yeah, I guess God knows what he's doing, you know, that kind of work. But it was all done exactly as God ordered it. And yet it's so easy for us in our lives and lifestyles and our generation to think that sloppy agape is the best it gets. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just that. Yeah, God, don't expect too much out of me, right?
Right.
But I don't believe the kingdom of God leaves us in a low place. I believe the work of the Spirit in our life strengthens us, empowers us, and gives us vision and hope and strength. And I believe it totally transforms our potential, and we have opportunities we would never have had before Christ became Lord in our life. And that's just my opinion.
Amen. And, you know, and it's all by faith, you know, in Hebrews,
it is.
Hebrews 11, you know, as you're talking about Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, he built the ark to save his family. And then you go down to Abraham, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob. And then in verse 10, which I just love this verse, it said, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. God's the architect and builder of our lives.
Yep.
And when we are transformed by the Lord Jesus Christ, when we enter into the kingdom of God, he has a completely different idea of what he wants to do in our life. And when we are born again, we, you know, we're seated in the heavenly places, and we live in a different we live in a different realm spiritually. And when we receive our nourishment from the Word of God and receive revelation from the Word, then we live in a place that God is building. We're not building our own thing with our own ideas. We're building based on what we are, the Word of God, and what he is speaking to each of us individually.
Matthew, I believe, ties in with that too, where Jesus said, I will build my church.
Right.
I'm his church. You're his church.
Right.
He is at work building in my life right now, mm-hmm. right now.
Right.
And that's the promise of God. It's the reality of God for sure.
Amen.
All right. Reed makes a $30 a month donation, and that is going to bring into our matching fund this afternoon $180. Thank you so much, Reed, for your support, $180. And Karen, this now brings us to $9,657.
Amen.
I know. I'm going to grab my glasses. I'm going to actually wear them at some point here.
There you go. Yeah, keep them close by.
$9,657. So we're under that $10,000. We are marching forward. And I've got to add some more into the computer, I know. But what do you have? Anything new?
I don't have anything new.
Okay.
Except a reminder that our brother Ezekiel is challenging anyone who has a landscape business or you do any kind of lawn service, that he assures you that when you sow into WCNO, that God will certainly bless you. He guarantees that.
All right.
Amen.
That's his guarantee.
So he made a $300 challenge to anyone who is in the lawn service, any lawn service personnel, whether you're an owner or you might be somebody that works.
Come on.
With that. Yeah. Amen.
Step up. Who has the faith to do that? And that is exactly what Jim Higgins Sr. said repeatedly. He said, you trust God with your eternal salvation. Why would we not want to trust God with our business?
Exactly.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Someone's being ministered to. I know that. Mm-hmm. I know that. And God would not have put that on his heart unless God was going to speak to somebody and say, hey, can you trust me? And a lot of times it's that way. You know, it's like Peter goes, Lord, if that's you, call me. I'll get out of this boat. And everybody kind of attacks Peter and says, yeah, you know, Peter's the one who sunk in the water. Well, nobody else got out of the boat. So
right.
Come on. Come
That's
on.
Right.
But he was learning. He was exercising his faith. And God was pleased with that. Jesus was pleased with that. He was exercising his faith. He was learning how to walk it out. He was learning how it works. And today, God may be working in your life in such a way to where you are being, a demand's being put on you that's beyond your strength, your wisdom, your knowledge, your ability, your resources. And at that point of need, that is where I find God's strength just shows up like kabam.
Mm-hmm.
God just shows up there. And, I mean, when we let him and we cry out to him. So, amen.
Amen.
All right. I did mention Reed, didn't I?
Yes.
$180. So I just added that in. And we're at $9,657. Your gift this afternoon is going to get doubled up because whatever you give right up to that number is going to be matched. Someone surely could make that $57 or maybe $100, maybe the $600. Let's keep this moving this afternoon. We need to get as far as we can. We need to fully meet this operational budget. So we're trusting God. And thank you for praying with us. Well, let's go to another song. Let's give the phone number out.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
Vertical worship, blessed.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the ones in need. For every thirst and every hunger, you are everything. Blessed are the worn and weary, blessed are the ones who grieve. In every moment unexpected, you are everything. To take you is to find you, and to know you is to want you. And I want nothing more than you. To see you is to love you, and I can't believe I get to. And I want nothing more than you. Blessed is the mercy giver, blessed is the way of peace. I will trust your heart and hand, you are everything. Yes, I will trust your heart and hand, you are everything. To seek you is to find you, and to know you is to want.
Give me yours in every season.
And it's right now 2:46 this afternoon, 2:46, and we are watching the clock move as we're in our last day of prayer and share, and we still are looking for your phone calls. We're a long ways away from getting finished, but Joan from Stewart called back and increased her donation to $50 a month. Joan, thank you so very much. I have added that in and readjusted our numbers, and that brings us now to $155,461, and we still have matching funds over $9,537. Added all of that into our matching fund challenge. Thank you so much, Joan, for that donation that you're making this afternoon. That's going to stretch out over the months until you let us know otherwise. So we do appreciate it. $50 a month, what a blessing. God bless you. And this is exactly how we're able to cover the cost of operations here at WCNO. We have a six-month budget that we are in the process of raising, an operational budget, and it is necessary for us to cover the cost of this ministry. And so we thank you for being a partner with us in this great work. I do want to say a thank you to Ken, who makes a $100 a month donation, and that is going to get added into our income this afternoon as part of our matching budget, and that $600 is going to bring us down to $8,937. So maybe you can give the $37, maybe you can give $100, maybe you can give $500. We're going to need some $1,000 donations this afternoon to get where we need to go, and I believe God has some of those here. And we're going to perhaps have some more of the Gideon's Army and others that will be showing up. Well, we have Mary Skinner renewing her monthly ongoing donation, that pledge of $20 a month. And I'm going to check and see if I have that in my list, but we're going to confirm that that is active. Thank you very much, Mary. We're going to double check with that. And that is a huge blessing. Thank you. Thank you, Mary, for that call. Mary in Okeechobee renewing her monthly donation of $20 monthly pledge. Thank you very much. And we're going to get back to a song. Give us a phone call this afternoon, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
We can be reached at 772-221-1100 for making a donation.
Just singing a gospel song today. Get ready to send the years of guilt and shame away. Years of failing, years of nailing up yourself to a curse you can't bear. That's why he's there. What a beautiful day when he washed all our sins away. What a beautiful day. By grace you have been saved. Have to sing. Alle, alle, hallelujah to my King. It's freely given that I might not boast in myself, but in Him. What a beautiful day. All our sins away. What a beautiful day.
grace you have been saved. By grace you have been saved. By grace you have been saved. By grace through faith.
We're going to drop that song out for just a moment because we need to keep the phone lines ringing, and we do need to hear from you this afternoon, so give us a call. We are running out of time, and so we are anxious to see exactly how God is going to take care of us today. We know that He is going to take care of us. One way or another, we know that God's got a plan and God's going to take care of us, but we are looking to take your call this afternoon. Give us a shout. We just had a call from Mary from Okeechobee, and I checked, and yes, sure enough, we do have a record, and so she's renewing her $20 monthly pledge, and so that is bringing into our budget another $120, which I have not written that in or calculated that yet, but I will do that right now. So we have that $120 coming in, and then Karen, you have a note here. You want to share this? Looks like this is a call you took, maybe.
Yes, I took a call from Susan in Port St. Lucie. Lovely lady. And she's making a donation of $50.
Praise God.
And she says, I listen to you all day long.
Wow.
All day, every day. She loves Dr. McGee, Joyce Meyer, and all the other teaching programs. She loves hearing the word. And
that's awesome.
Then she said, I'm right there with you, praying for you.
Amen.
So we really
thank, that's comforting, isn't
thank
it?
Thank you, Susan.
That is awesome.
Really appreciate it. But she was telling me a little story that she and her husband, she had an opportunity to do a radio program in Fort Pierce some years back. And she said she really enjoyed that. And she loves the word. She loves the teaching of the word and the truth of the word of God. So bless you, Susan, and thank you so much.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. Amen. This is our family. Again, that number, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And give us that call this afternoon. We're looking to make all the progress we possibly can, and we can take more calls than we're getting. We're getting calls, thank
yes,
you.
Yeah.
But we do need a lot more activity this afternoon in order to get where we need to go. So give us a shout, 772-221-1100.
All the poor and powerless, all the lost and lonely, all the thieves will come confess and know that you are holy. All will sing out hallelujah, and we will cry. Hearts who are content, all who feel unworthy, all who hurt with nothing left, will know that you are holy. All
On this middle ground, the water's warm here, but the fire's gone out.